Welcome to another ASAP Athletic Strength and Power Podcast. Today's podcast is brought to you by the Iron Grip Barbell Company. Anything else is a compromise. This is Ed Sicali with Athletic Strength and Power Podcasts. I'm back in Clifton at Kim Wood's place, just down from the University of Cincinnati. It's a bustling little community with all kinds of things going on. Kim, welcome back to the podcast, and welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Ed. I'm glad to be here. In fact, we're doing this at my house, so it's like you're kind of the outsider. You're the guest, but I'm glad to be on your podcast.
True. Anyway, a lot of our listeners might not know that you have one of the most extensive collections of blues music to be found.
Well, I got a collection of everything. I got lots of records, and I got the things to play them on, and I got lots of CDs, and you know, I'm an aficionado of old-time rock and roll and old-time blues and jukeboxes and doo-wop music. You know, I like it all.
You got some vinyl?
What? I got 10,000 albums in the other room there, Ed.
I guess that'll do. Yeah. Anyway, welcome back to our podcast, or we're here at your place anyway, in your makeshift studio that you've put together for
it's my
us.
My kitchen, Ed.
Oh, yeah, that's the kit. I keep forgetting because yeah. There's a collection of dumbbells and kettlebells and this huge barbell. You want to tell us about that barbell that you got right there?
Well, it's the Professor Barker barbell. We talked about it a couple of months ago, and mm-hmm. I got a couple of his big dumbbells, big kettlebells. I got a York Iron Horse exerciser, and then I got some special weights from all over, and yeah, I can say I do part of my workouts in the kitchen, and I got a whole series of exercises I can do. And when it's cold, okay, it's really cold in Cincinnati these days, Ed. So like I say, the kitchen is the place during the wintertime. The kitchen in my bedroom up in the third floor.
Kim Wood, next week, as a matter of fact, next weekend is your football strength clinic. Let's talk about that now.
Number five.
Yeah, this is the fifth one, fifth year in a row. It's an annual affair. Tell us about it.
Well, what we do is we got people coming from all over the country. We got great speakers. They're mainly college strength coaches. We got a lot of pro people coming in. We just got word that the whole Michigan strength staff is coming down. We've got people. I just heard a bunch of people from Ohio State are coming down. We got the fella from Mississippi State that your friend.
And, Rick Court, Coach
Rick
Court,
Court's
yeah.
coming, and we got the guy from West Virginia. Okay, we got Doug Scott from the Pingree School, and we got Watson's coming down from Canada. We got the point is we got a lot of people. We'll get between 150 and 200 coaches. We like to deal with the main topic of what's hot in strength training, especially for athletes. And like I say, one of the real keys is establishing head and neck training as a priority because of the vulnerability of the brain in contact sports. So that's been kind of a theme that's gone through our clinics for the past 4 years, and this is the fifth year. We, like I say, great speakers. You can find out where the clinic is and who's on the speaking docket on footballstrength.com. which is our own website, and we post significant articles, good articles, on the topics. But like I say, if you are connected with training athletes for any sport, there's going to be something of value in this type of clinic. And like I say, the important thing is we have people coming from all over, and we're talking these are the top strength people in the country.
Coach Wood, you were a strength coach with the Cincinnati Bengals in the National Football League
for over 30 years. Ed, yeah.
If anybody knows what a strength coach needs to know in setting up a program, running a program, making a program better, you know, I would think it would be you. And this is not only a good time to meet you and see you at your clinic, but also it's a great opportunity for coaches to network and talk training with other coaches and learn about
that. It's that atmosphere that we try to create, Ed. One of the things that I don't like are the clinics that are really stiff, and you got a guy up on a stage talking, and we like a lot more interaction. We like a lot more information. We're going to get this year. We're going to bring in some exotic equipment. It's not for sale. Of course, after we showcase it, somebody might try to make something like it. But we've got a Perry Raider magic circle. We've got a whole series of exercises that we think are like, you know, before this, they were the secret exercises that my son and I never showed anybody. And we're going to kind of tip our cards just a little bit and show some things that, you know, the tricks of the trade, if you will. We're going to branch out into other types of training. But what we're talking about is that we're talking a Friday night, all day Saturday, strength training thing. We're rolling up our sleeves. We're talking about strength training. We're interacting with some of the top people in strength training in not just the country, the whole world. We got boxing trainers. We got basketball guys, plenty of football guys. We got, we're going to have with us from Evansville, Indiana, Dick Connors is coming up. And he had the National Powerlifting Championship. He won like 15 or 20 of them over a 30-year period. And so what we're talking about is if you're into weight training, especially weight training for sports, there's going to be something of value for you at our clinic. Plus, if there's any kind of food you want, we're going to have it. And we're talking quality food, all-American hamburgers, all-American chicken sandwiches, plenty of things to drink, including beer and cold beer and Cincinnati cold beer. And we're talking information. We're also talking fellowship.
Well, what about Alex Marvez from Fox Sports?
We've got national people.
National
Alex
coverage.
Marvez is the guy who is the guy for the NFL radio network that's on Sirius XM Radio. He's the go-to guy these days to finding out what's really happening. He's coming down from the rookie symposium that's up in Canton next week, and he'll be there, and he may even do a live show while we're having the clinic. I don't know, but the point is we're getting people come from all over,
and it's not only head and neck. I mean, if I'm a coach and I want to learn about training and running my program for my team, I can get it from head to toe.
We're talking about the basics, the guts of running a strength program for sports. And we're going to cover it all.
And this Rick Court from Mississippi State, he's
a live wire. We're talking about there. That's a program that came out of no place, and it's right up there. Now we got Jimmy Harbaugh sending down Kevin Tolbert and his staff from Michigan. And we're talking about a lot of the big school people, a lot of the small school people. Cincinnati is a big deal place for high school football. The best coaches in the area are going to be there.
I mean, I'd pay $25 just to go listen to Rick Court talk, but you get the whole clinic for $25.
$25 if you pre-register, $35 at the door.
Okay, so $35 at the door, and you've
plenty
already told...
Plenty of food. You don't have to pay extra. You don't have to leave the facility. We're at a lecture hall, a convention place. It's got everything, but more than that is we're talking about the energy. People ask us if we're gonna sell tape recordings or video of the thing. This is the kind of thing that you want to be there. And we're doing it every year, the last weekend in June, before your 4th of July, the weekend before the 4th of July. And if you're into strength training, this is the place you want to be.
Coach, have you been actually doing some extra training yourself to get ready for this?
Well, I'm tightening up a little bit. I'm no longer in my bulking phase. I'm cutting down. I'm looking, trying to get that shredded look, and which I think is pretty good for a 70-year-old. I'm tightening up, and that goes with it. If you're around me, you got to play by my rules.
Oh, I hear that. All right, Coach. Coach Kim Wood, longtime strength coach for the Cincinnati Bengals, did a lot in the National Football League. He saw it all up there. Two Super Bowls, and
we lost both of them, Ed. So it isn't that big a deal. But point is this: I'm experienced. Mike Gittleson, who is Bo Schembechler's first and only strength coach at Michigan, is coming. We're talking about Frank Pomerico, who was strength coach at Notre Dame, captain for our Parsegians national championship team.
Pomerico has a new book out, doesn't he?
He's got a tremendous book called Ara's Knights, and it goes into the histories, the oral histories of all the players that played for Ara at Notre Dame. We got a lot of top people coming.
Awesome. I'm gonna be there.
Teddy Lambernides is gonna be there. Yeah. Him and I are gonna talk. We got some deals. We got a bone to pick with the NFL relative to some of their drug testing, and like I say, we're not gonna shy away from any of the hot issues. And this ain't like any other clinic you've ever been to. If you've never been here, this is not. This isn't stiff. It doesn't cost very much, but we're talking about, we wanted high energy in all areas.
Coach, we're going to put this podcast on almost immediately today. And
you got to hurry, man. We're running out of time.
We've got to hurry.
You better make your travel reservations. And any of the particulars, where the clinic is, the times, that's all going to be on footballstrength.com.
You heard it from the coach. Coach, once again, thanks for joining us with this Athletic Strength and Power podcast. See you at the clinic.
See you then.